the Dean Show. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Dean Show. Today, the topic we're going to be discussing, Jesus, peace be upon him, or Muhammad. If you had to take a choice, who would you pick? Would you pick the mighty messenger Jesus or Muhammad? But in Islam, which simply means to surrender to the will of the one God, we pick both. And that's what we're going to be discussing here on the Dean Show today. We make it simple. We make it very simple. We accept all the messengers and Jesus, peace be upon him, as one of the mightiest messengers of God and the last and final messenger sent to mankind, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And to discuss more of this here on the Dean Show today is Dr. Gerald Dirks, former Christian deacon, preacher, graduated from the prestigious Harvard University. We'll be right back with more here on the Dean Show.
This is the Dean, the Dean Show.
This is the Dean Show.
This is the Dean, this is the Dean Show.
This is the Dean Show. This is the Dean Show.
This is the Dean, this is the Dean Show.
This is the Dean Show. This is the Dean Show.
This is the Dean, this is the Dean Show.
This is the Dean Show. This is the Dean Show. This is the Dean Show.
Assalamu alaikum, peace be with you, Dr. Gerald Dirks. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, I am fine, and peace be upon you, brother.
How have you been since the last time you visited us here at the studio?
Praise God, thanks be to God, everything has been going well.
Yeah, for some of the audience that, you have your own section there at thedeanshow.com, they can go and kind of read your biography to get to know a little bit about you. We've done several shows with you in the past. They can go there and also watch your story. But just to bring some people up to speed, can you tell us in a minute just a little bit about yourself?
Well, I did my undergraduate work at Harvard, and then I received my Master of Divinity at Harvard as well. And then went on from there and received my master's and doctorate in clinical psychology from the University of Denver.
Yeah. So we like to consider you, I know you're humble, and this is one of the teachings of Islam, that we need to be humble, but you know the Bible quite well. Many would consider you a Bible scholar, and we are talking to you on this very important topic. Now, we know that God Almighty throughout time has sent messengers.
Yes.
And it is for the human being, after the messenger has delivered an extensive amount of proof that he is a messenger and has come with that same message, not something weird. With one messenger, God tells you to, worship the sun, another one the moon, and then one contradicts all these, but the consistent message has been the same.
Well, there's 2 points in the message that have always remained the same. One is that there is one God and one God only, and only that one God is to be worshipped.
That's been second.
And the second message is there will be a day of accountability.
So they all warned and taught about this. So
these two things, right.
Yeah.
Now, in Islam, we have this concept of progressive revelation.
Yes.
So that the revelation originally given to Prophet Adam may be somewhat different than that later given to Prophet Noah.
Yes.
Which in turn might be somewhat different from that later given to Prophet Abraham, mm-hmm. Prophet Moses, Prophet Jesus, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon them all. This is not that in any way, shape, or form God has changed his mind, but rather that the revelation is being paced according to the spiritual development of humanity or to that of a particular group of people.
Now, some people will deny Jesus, mm-hmm. peace be upon him, and some people will go ahead and deny Muhammad, and some people will try to put them two up against each other. Where do we stand?
Well, back in grade school, we used to have these multiple choice tests.
Yeah.
It's A, it's B, it's C, it's none of the above, it's all of the above. In Islam, it's all of the above.
All of the above.
We accept all of the prophets and messengers of God. Mm-hmm. We recognize them all equally.
Yeah. Now, what's the unique thing about Islam and how would you, if someone came to you and they approach you and they say, okay, well, Jesus, he did all these miracles and wonders, mm-hmm. and he proved that he was a prophet. How could someone be sure that Muhammad, peace be upon him, was a messenger of God?
Well, I think the place to start is read the Quran.
Read the Quran.
Read a good English translation of the Quran. And I think there's several aspects one can take here in reading the Quran. One is one can look at the common ground that is to be found between the message in the Quran and much of the spiritual and ethical teaching that's to be found in the Bible. Mm-hmm. Again, messengers of the same God. The second aspect, though, is to look at the Quran and say, you know, how could this have been known by a 7th century Arab whom we are told, by all accounts, was illiterate?
Yeah.
You know, there's too much knowledge here.
Now, are there some references in the Bible that refer to another prophet coming after Jesus?
Oh, sure. There are references. We look in the New Testament. There's references to prophets after Jesus in the New Testament. In the book of Acts, various people are called prophets. Uh-huh. We are told that, you know, people came up to John the Baptist and they said to him, are you Elijah returned? Are you the Messiah? Are you the prophet yet to come?
Yeah.
You know, so there are references in the Bible mm-hmm. to additional prophets.
Now, how would you refute someone who says, you know what, these references are talking about the Holy Spirit, not actual prophet coming, you know?
Well, again, if you read the New Testament, the Holy Spirit was already present.
He was already present?
Sure.
Yeah. So that squashes that argument.
Yeah, the Holy Spirit was already present. During the earthly ministry of Jesus, yeah. The Holy Spirit was present.
Why do you think some people have a hard time accepting that there can be another messenger, or there is another messenger that came after Jesus, peace be upon him? Because, I mean, it's apparent, I mean, that right now, if you wanted to follow Jesus, peace be upon him, life to a T, you couldn't do it. Because is it true, you, the Bible scholar, tell us that, you know this book well, that we don't have the original teachings of Jesus. Everything we have of, I'm quoting Bart Arum from one of his books, reading Miss Corny Jesus. He said, and this is, you know who he is, yeah. We don't have a copy of a copy of a copy of a copy of anything original. Is this true?
Well, we certainly don't have anything original.
Yeah.
And if you look, you know, many Christians are familiar with what's called a red letter edition.
Yes.
Of the Bible, where the supposed words of Jesus are printed in red. You know, maybe a lot of that was actually said by Jesus.
Yeah.
Maybe some of it wasn't. The bottom line is we really don't know. You know, we don't have provenance.
Yes.
For the sayings of Jesus, that is really sound and takes us back.
But is this coincidence that this man, Muhammad, peace be upon him, mm-hmm. who didn't call people to worship himself, who, yeah. you know, was calling people to the same message of Jesus, worship one God, also what you talked about, the day of judgment, the hereafter, mm-hmm. and his life is more authentically recorded than any person in history. Is this true?
Certainly recorded in detail,
yeah.
far surpassing that we have of any of the prior prophets.
Of Noah, I mean, if you wanted to follow Abraham to a T.
Yeah.
Can you do it? I mean, from A to Z, the way you can, Prophet Muhammad.
No, I mean, you can construct or attempt to construct a biography of Prophet Abraham. And in fact, I have written a book on it by combining Judeo-Christian and Islamic sources. But the day-to-day sort of detail that we have about Prophet Muhammad and his life, no, we don't have that on others.
Before we go to break, so is there anyone from your studies that there that you have a person's more of his detailed accounts of his life than Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him?
Not in terms of any of the prophets, no. Certainly no? Prophet Muhammad is unique in terms of having that level of detail recorded about his historical yeah. life.
Okay, let's take a break and we'll be right back with more here on The Dean Show.
He is the maintainer.
You say that you do not believe in Jesus, you have stepped outside of Islam. You cannot be a Muslim. It is attended our faith to believe in and love Jesus Christ.
I would say this thing that you just told me, it's not in the scripture. And they would say, a marginal note added by a scribe, yeah, okay, we know that. And I'd be thinking, if you know this is not the Bible, why are you preaching it as if it's gospel truth?
Back here with Dr. Gerald Dirks discussing Jesus or Muhammad. We pick them both.
Absolutely.
Now, let's talk about their message. Let's talk mm-hmm. about the simplicity of the life that Jesus, peace be upon him, lived, and what he preached, and what he called the people to.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe before we even get to the message,
yeah.
there are certain points I think we need to highlight in terms of the commonality that exists
Please talk
between the teachings about the life of Jesus, peace be upon him, both in Christianity and in Islam.
Yes.
Both religions proclaim the virgin birth of Jesus.
Both of them.
Both. We do this as Muslims, we proclaim it. But for us, the virgin birth is an act of miraculous creation.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an act of divine begetting.
Yes.
We both believe that Jesus performed many miraculous healings and cures.
Mm-hmm.
All Muslims believe this. We believe that Jesus ascended into heaven.
Mm-hmm.
We also believe that Jesus will return.
Yes.
There are numerous sayings of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, that says Jesus will return in the end times, will slay the Antichrist, and establish an earthly rule. All of these things being also talked about within traditional Christianity. But the message that they both brought.
Talk about the message.
There are some beautiful examples, and I'm going to just read this to make sure I don't misquote anything.
Yes.
But let's take an example. This is from the New Testament, from the book of Matthew, the 6th chapter, verses 1 through 4, in which Jesus reportedly is warning people to stay away from false piety when it comes to charity. Mm-hmm. And let me just read the words. Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing,
mm-hmm.
so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father, who sees in secret, will reward you. Now, that's from the 6th chapter of Matthew. Now, the Islamic parallels. This is from the Quran, 2nd chapter, verse 264. O you who believe, cancel not your charity by reminders of your generosity or by injury, like those who spend their substance to be seen of men, but believe neither in God nor in the last day. Or the saying of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. When God created the earth, the angels asked if anything in God's creation was stronger than wind. And he replied, yes, the son of Adam, who gives charity with his right hand while concealing it from his left. Now that's reported in Tirmidhi. Same message that we see Jesus reportedly preaching.
Yes.
In Matthew, that we see in the Quran, that we see in the sayings of Prophet Muhammad. Another example, one that really stresses what is often considered to be the central part of Jesus' message among Christians is the so-called golden rule.
Yes.
Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. In Islam, we have a beautiful parallel in a saying by Prophet Muhammad, which is, no one really believes unless he wants for his brother what he wants for himself.
Yes.
You know, very powerful. Parallel messages that we find between the reported words of Jesus and the message in the Quran and the reported sayings of Prophet Muhammad.
So if you look back to the teachings of Moses, whatever is left, or Abraham, all these messengers, basically they were calling to the same way, the same ideas, the same theology, everything. They were brothers of one another?
Well, certainly they were brothers of one another. And like I said before, there are two aspects of the message that they all preached that were the same.
Yeah.
One God, there's only one.
Only one
that
God.
One is to be worshipped.
Yeah.
And we're all going to have to account for ourselves on an eventual day of judgment. But certainly one message. And if we look back to Moses, there's a statement in the book of Deuteronomy that is central to Judaism. It's called the Shema. And it's, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
Yes.
Now, this is key building block of Judaism. In the New Testament, we have someone coming up to Jesus and saying, you know, Master, which is the greatest commandment of all? And we're told in the New Testament that Jesus responds, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
Yes.
You know, Certainly in Islam, we have the same message over and over in the Quran. There is only one God.
So when you go from hearing this, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one," then again, there is only one God. Again, I'm asking the question, I mean, this is, for me, I mean, just the layman, I'm thinking that this is a great opportunity when Jesus approached to say that, look, I am God, three in one, and I'm coming to die for your sins. You better accept this, otherwise you're going to be in the hellfire and you're going to be accountable, and your salvation, if you don't, is ruined. But is there anything clear like this in the Bible? What you just said is clear. Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one, and there's nothing after that.
Right.
But I'm assuming the Creator's, you know, we can't even compare our knowledge to His. So why isn't there, or is there, and am I or are many people missing something?
The word Trinity never appears in the Bible.
It's not spelled out?
Well, the word never appears.
Never.
Now, there is one verse in 1 John.
Yeah.
Letter of 1 John that many Christians quote to show there's a Trinity. But this verse appears only in the King James Version. It's a verse that we know from the text. We know it was added to a Latin manuscript in Spain around the year 380, mm-hmm. and from there spread to all the Latin manuscripts and even got into a few of the Greek manuscripts. But this is a later edition, and all Bible scholars of any repute acknowledge that this is a later edition.
Now, did Jesus ever say that, look, I'm coming to die for your sins, accept me as your Lord and Savior, that I'm going to die on the cross. Clear, I'm just saying, look, me and you are going to enter into a contract. Yeah. And you want to get paid tomorrow, I'm going to do the work, we're going to make it clear as possible. Yeah. So I'm thinking my salvation rests on this. So I'm just asking humbly a very simple question. Did Jesus, peace be upon him, ever explicitly say, I'm going to die on the cross and I'm your God and put all your sins on my back, just believe in me, something like this, give or take? Is there anything like this? Humbly, I'm asking.
No, there's certainly nothing that direct anywhere. And in fact, there are passages which, would say that Jesus said, if anything, the opposite.
For example?
Well, in the Gospel of John, we're told in the 17th chapter that Jesus is praying before his reported arrest.
Yes.
And in his prayer, he says, and I'm quoting here from the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible, "And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I glorified you on earth by," here's the key part, "finishing the work that you gave me to do." The work that Jesus was given to do, reportedly by his own words, was finished before he was even arrested.
Before they took him.
So obviously anything that happened after this point in time not part of anything that God gave Jesus to do.
Let's take a break and we'll be right back with more here on The Dean Show.
I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah's by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah's by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah's by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone.
Back here on The Dean Show with Dr. Gerald Dirks, we left off where I asked the question, did Jesus, peace be upon him, ever explicitly say or teach that he was coming to die for the sins of the world? You left off where you quoted John 20:17, was it?
It was Gospel of John, and it was just before his arrest, alleged arrest.
This is life eternal, that they may know you, the only true God.
Yes.
So God, the only true God, that's the one we are worshiping.
Yes.
And Jesus, whom you have sent, and this would also clarify that he was sent as a messenger, just like Abraham was sent, Moses, and the last and final messenger, and you say that the work is done. What was that last part?
Okay. I glorified you on earth by finishing the work that you gave me to do.
It's done.
It's done.
It's finished.
Yeah, and this is for those Christians who want to look this up.
Yeah.
You know, this is a Gospel according to John, chapter 17.
Oh.
And really read verses 1 through 5. The key phrase is in verse 4.
So this is, the Gospel of John, chapter 17?
Right.
Verse what?
Verses 1 through 5 to get the context.
Yeah.
But it's really in verse 4 that we see this phrase, I glorified you on earth by finishing the work that you gave me to do.
Now this is in the Revised Standard Version?
New Revised Standard Version.
What if someone says, look, I have a King James Version?
Look it up.
It's the same thing?
Well, I don't have a King James Version with me. But, you know, the thing to bear in mind, the King James Version, at the time it was done, it was the best thing probably available in English. But when they made the translation, they went to rather late Greek manuscripts in making their translation. They didn't go back to the earliest manuscripts. The New Revised Standard Version, basically the scholars, the translators, have gone back to the earliest manuscripts we have and made their translation from that. So it's more authentic in terms of its provenance.
This one that you're quoting
from? Oh, yes.
Okay, but it's still not an original.
There is no original.
No original.
The original's lost. There's no original.
No original. Okay, we're going to leave off there. No original. We'll be right back with more here on The Dean Show.
I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah's by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah's by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah's by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone.
Hay solo un Dios. Adóralo a él solo. Y no a su creación. I would go to my room, lock the door, prostrate and cry, saying, God, you know me better than myself. Show me the right way, and I will not look back. I will leave everything behind.
Allah is our creator, and He creates everything, and He gives intelligence to people. Rasulullah is Muhammad, peace be upon him. Muhammad is one of the last messengers sent from God.
Back here on The Dean Show with Dr. Gerald Dirks, we only have a couple more minutes left. For those now, we've explained the similarities, and you talked about how their message was the same, Jesus and Muhammad. So for the person who's listening, they like what you had to say, some closing comments and suggestions for this topic, Jesus and Muhammad, having to choose between one or the other, what do we say?
All of the above.
All of the above.
All of the above. We choose both. We choose both Jesus and Muhammad, as well as the prophets that came before Jesus.
Yeah.
John the Baptist, you know, Adam, Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Ishmael, Jacob, Joseph, all the prophets sent by God are prophets that Islam acknowledges. Now, we're told that we don't know the names of all of the prophets that God has sent, but certainly those that we have the names for, we acknowledge and accept. That includes most of the prophets of the Bible.
We love them all.
Yeah, absolutely.
We don't have to wrestle with this, trying to put one against the other, create division amongst them.
Oh, no. In fact, the Quran tells us, you know, don't try and create hierarchical orders among the prophets.
Yeah.
That's not for you.
Yes.
As humans to do.
Yes. Okay, well, tell us now, how could people, if they want to get a hold of you, some of your books, the best way to do that?
Well, if they're interested in the common ground between Islam and Christianity and the common message taught by Prophet Muhammad and Prophet Jesus, peace be upon them, one of my books details in great length these common passages from the Bible and the Quran, and that's called The Abrahamic Faiths, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. They can get that or any of my other books, as well as contact me.
You're available for public lectures and dialogues?
And sure.
Okay, and your information is all there?
Yes, all at that website.
Peace be unto you. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you. And thank you for tuning in to another episode of The Dean Show. You got to hear it. Jesus or Muhammad, all of the above. We accept all the messengers of God. They all call to the same way, that way of acquiring peace by submitting your will to the owner of peace, the one God. doing what the Creator wants you to do on His terms, not your desires. And then you have that pleasant, beautiful reward of His paradise. And that's what we're all striving for, to be the best human beings that we can be in this life according to God's will. And then we get His wonderful reward in the next life. And we'll see you next time here on The Dean Show. Until then, peace be unto you.